Milky John, Saxby Tunes, Donna Lewis, and more.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 22, Johannesburg 21 degrees, and Polokwane only reaching a maximum of 18. Now, a bit earlier today, Action SA introduced what the party calls the Spaza for Locals Bill. Party leader Herman Mashaba says they'll take the bill to Parliament to ensure that the owners of Spaza shops are moved back to local communities. The suggestion follows a rising number of food poisoning incidents and contaminated food products that is being bought at Spaza shops. Elsewhere, the Township Entrepreneur Alliance emphasized that shutting down non-compliant businesses must be carried out properly. Here's the founder, Bulelani Balabala.
These businesses have, you know, people that they currently employ and livelihoods. So it's important that in the process of cancelling and re-enrolling these businesses that we take into consideration the livelihoods that they see, but also is there a program that can be put in place where you are able to train these businesses on health and safety requirements and all the compliance documents and processes that you need in place.
Then to the courts after he was reprimanded for being distracted and praying while court was in session, Paseka Mboro Motsweneng maintains he did nothing to offend the magistrate. The self-proclaimed prophet, who's out on 3,000 rand bail in the kidnapping and intimidation case against him and two others, had his matter transferred to the regional court today. The trio appeared briefly in the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court, as Maschaba Sefularo reports.
Paseka Motsweneng clasped his hands and looked up at the ceiling as the court explained the implications of the state being granted its application, much to Magistrate Ifi Mamburu's discontent.
It seems like you are not listening. Please, my good sir, you cannot pray while the court is in session.
But Motsweneng says he meant no harm or disrespect.
I didn't say any way. I just put my hands like this. I didn't know it was a crime.
Previously, the state conceded that the weapons charges against Motsweneng were ill-informed. The concession came after further investigations revealed that what appeared to be an automatic rifle in the video of the incident at the Matsidiso Primary School in August was in fact a replica. Maschaba Sefularo for Jacka FM News.
Meanwhile, the Office of the Chief Justice says water supply interruptions in Johannesburg is hampering the Constitutional Court from performing its duties. Water and Sanitation Minister Pemi Majordina has announced some measures today aimed at alleviating water shortages in Johannesburg. And this is going to focus on repairing leaks and expanding maintenance teams.
At the moment, we are still on restriction level 1. We wish to apologize to all residents of the city of Johannesburg that they've been subjected to disruptions and they were unable to access water. We do believe that water as a human right must be accessed at all times.
I'm Marlene Fushia. For myself and the rest of the team, good night.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.